Disgraced Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein. A lot of us forgot about him. Now we've seen him all over the place, now in the news. He's getting a new trial. An appeals court has ruled the judge in Weinstein's original case in New York improperly allowed testimony during his trial on rape charges. I don't think this affects the California charges at all, but we're going to find out for sure with WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne as she takes a closer look at the ruling and what happens next. It was a shocker for a lot of people, Marie.
It sure was, Paul. So let's start in New York. That New York Court of Appeals found the judge in the case prejudiced Weinstein with rulings that included letting women testify about sexual assault allegations that were not part of the case. In addition, the judge also made a mistake when he allowed Weinstein, who had no criminal record, to be cross-examined about these allegations, as well as others, which were portraying him in a prejudicial light. The only remedy to all this, according to the appeals court, is a new trial. The 72-year-old Weinstein has been serving a 23-year sentence in New York following his conviction in cases that occurred in 2006 and 2013. Many of Weinstein's accusers, including actor Ashley Judd, said they were disappointed, but they will persevere, one saying, "Our truth has not been overturned." The charges followed newspaper reports of allegations in 2017. The allegations helped fuel the Me Too movement. A spokesperson for Weinstein said that they're thrilled about the court's decision. Manhattan's DA says they plan to retry this case. And Paul, you mentioned that the California case. It's unlikely Weinstein will be released as he's been sentenced to 16 years for charges of rape and sexual assault in Los Angeles. That case, though, is also under appeal.
Oh, boy.
And it's also under appeal due to the same reason that we saw this ruling on, prior bad acts.
So what I'd heard was even if they get any ground here or mileage out of this, they would just switch him over to California to be in jail for that 16-year sentence.
Mm-hmm.
So that
right.
The idea would be to keep him under lock and key until they're done with all of this, or at least that's what seems to be the case. Can you imagine? I forgot there were more than 100 women who accused Weinstein of assault and harassment. He claims he never had any non-consensual sexual activity with anybody.
Mm-hmm. It's hard when you see all of those pictures of those women. And, you know, they all tell a very similar story, independent of one another. So, yeah, and these cases go way back. And you also remember at the Oscars one year, I don't remember who was hosting, but, you know, they made a joke on stage about Weinstein's casting couch. So this was like a very open secret, if you will, in Hollywood.
That's what I heard, that everybody knew that was happening.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody was, I don't know why, but nobody was stepping up and saying, wait a minute, this has got to stop.
Power and money.
Power and money.
Yeah. That'll keep you quiet.
Well,
don't you think?
It must have been. I mean, yes. But you would have thought that some of the actors who were much more powerful than many of the others, I mean, he took advantage of young, at the time, in terms of the industry, powerless women who desperately wanted to be stars, and he offered to make them stars. Now, I'm just trying to remember exactly. I mean, I haven't been hanging on this case for all these years looking back, but it occurs to me that he wanted to make them stars and said he would, and they wanted it so badly they would do certain things you would hope that they wouldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the big names? There were some pretty big names that were involved, like you just mentioned, and I don't understand why they didn't go after him, even with the worry of power and his place in showbiz and how he could make or break people and all the rest of that.
Well, you know, I think it's very similar when we look at the Larry Nassar case.
He came to my mind as I was saying
that. Yeah, you know, you had Olympians there who had gold medals, and they still didn't feel comfortable coming forward.
And they kept going back to him.
Yes.
That's the part that really is, I just don't get.
Yes.
But I've never been in that kind of situation, nor will I ever be in that kind of situation. So I can't imagine.
Right. But I think there's a lot of psychology here that's not clearly understood. And I think that that's part of the issue as well. And there's absolute fear. I mean, who wants to come forward and say that they were abused in this kind of way, or they participated or went along with something like this? It's just overwhelming, I think, for a lot of them.
It is overwhelming, and we have nothing but compassion for these folks. And this is, for them, this is like another slap at them, because they have to go through this all again, and that's not easy. It wasn't easy the first time. It won't be any easier the second time. And I guess this also shows that if you have lots of money, that you're able to carry on and do these sorts of things. I mean, otherwise, I thought this was all done and over, and that was it. He was in prison, and goodbye.
Well, there's always an appeal, as you know. These cases can go on and on and on. So, but we'll see. You know, I mean, the DA in New York says we're retrying it, and these victims, are saying no. We'll testify again. We're ready to do it again. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, good for them. I mean, they're not going to give up at this point. But it's certainly. Can you imagine what it felt like when they found out this was happening? I can't.
And
it was, we've seen a little bit of it. Who was it you mentioned at the beginning? The actress?
Ashley Judd. She's very articulate.
Yeah, and I've seen more of Ashley Judd than anyone else. And her reaction, welcome to Woman's World Today with Men or something. I mean, it was horrible. It was horrible thinking about it. All right, Marie, thanks much.
Thank you.
WJR Senior News Analyst Marie Osborne. We've got another hour here on this Friday afternoon. It's Focus with Paul W. Smith.